Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
A great sportsman like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Well, Tom, first time I've seen you since the National College Championship game. What'd you think?
Oh, is that so?
I think so.
I love coffee, by the way. This microphone doesn't agree with you. Look
it,
at this
does
thing.
Not, I gotta no, hold sorry it up. About that.
We need to fix this. No, you're fine. Carl, I got this. I can handle it.
All right.
I appreciate you so much, but I don't want you to go out of your way. Ohio State is the best team in the country. When they play their best, they're the best team.
And yeah. Now all the complaints are, well, they paid for it.
The best
they
roster.
Paid $20 million in NIL money.
Well, then do better. Then raise more money for your program.
See, that's why NIL sucks, though, honestly.
I don't know. I mean, my school, Indiana, was not a good program for years. They got some NIL money. They were able to pay players out of the portal, and they got good really fast. Let me tell you something else, buddy. The Big Ten is now the best college football conference in America. Michigan won last year. Ohio State won this year. The Big Ten is the new SEC. Get used to it. The Big Ten's got NIL money now. The SEC is no longer the power when it comes to recruiting.
How's that working out for him in basketball?
Just football brings in more money, Mark.
I'm just kidding. I just want to see the look on his face.
I'll address that in a minute. Okay. Don't change the subject on me.
Matthew's pointing at you, agreeing with you.
The Big Ten is the best conference in college football.
I agree.
Period. And it is going to get better. No, and next year. It is going to get better and better and better. The money has come in. They're no longer, it's an even playing field now. This is about NIL.
Yeah.
NIL has evened the playing field in college football. You have Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State. You're going to have Nebraska, which has a ton of resources. They're going to start getting into the action. Indiana already has. Iowa, Wisconsin, they're always going to be good. And some other teams are going to continue. A couple of West Coast teams, once they start to get into the NIL space, USC, UCLA, Oregon's already great. Washington was in the national championship game a year ago. The Big Ten is here to stay. And the SEC, Ohio State just showed it off. They smashed Tennessee. They beat Texas. Notre Dame beat Georgia. You know, the SEC's got some work to do to get back into where the Big Ten is. Period, end of story. Now, the SEC Basketball Conference is the best. They are the best in the country. Now, when it's all said and done and the dust is settled, how will they look in the Final Four, and can they hold this thing and win a national championship? But right now, from top to bottom, there's no doubt about it. I mean, the SEC is easily the best conference. That doesn't always win in the end, but they are the best. The ACC is one of the worst, which is why Duke is going to be the number one overall seed in the tournament. They are going to run away with the ACC. They're hardly going to lose a game. But, you know, they'll be challenged by one of many SEC teams will go after them. Big Ten's got a few. Big Ten's definitely down when it comes to basketball. The Big 12 is interesting with Iowa State's been highly ranked. This should be fun. By the way, we got ourselves a team here in St. Louis. Both Matthew and I were at the game last night. The Billikens are really good. They have one of the best team players in the country in Robbie Avila. And a night where nobody could make a basket, Avila goes 21 points, 8 rebounds, and just, you know, flexes and does his thing. And it's a great product. I'd get downtown and go see the Billikens.
Yeah, I'm glad they're doing well. Yeah. That's fantastic. It's a, you know, Mizzou, I think they lost, what, to Texas this week? Is that right?
Yeah, another reason why in the SEC you can't sleep any weekend.
At all.
Texas was actually favored in that game. I didn't expect Missouri to beat Texas. I didn't think Missouri would lose as poorly as they did. They didn't look good. But, you know, Texas did their thing at home and locked them up defensively. The SEC is a great conference, without question. And Missouri is going to find that out week after week after week. These are tough games. They got Ole Miss coming this Saturday. Ole Miss is good. So it'll be a fun week to see where it all
goes. I know there are differences between pro football and pro baseball, but for many years, and I've talked about this before, I grew up in Cincinnati, and I always joked when I came here that I was used to bad ownership because the Bengals ownership was always, Paul Brown was the aging tight-fisted patriarch who wouldn't spend a dime to go get a high-dollar free agent. He always believed he would win through the draft. And as you can see in the 30-year history, the last 30 years of the Bengals, they've made it into the Super Bowl or the finals like three times, right? And they've lost every time because they wouldn't go do those things. And that frustrated me to no end. So I have to admit, I was a little disappointed to hear Bill DeWitt talking the other day about the fact that we can't buy our way out of this problem.
Well, I let me just translate kind of what they're talking about.
Okay,
they're
please,
not the best
please.
At messaging.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to defend the DeWitts necessarily. I'm just going to explain what they mean by that. They are trying to build what they think is a sustainable business. So what he's saying is, well, I'm not going to reach into my they're saying they don't have the ability to just lift themselves out of any sort of deficit when the TV revenue is not coming in. By the way, every team in Major League Baseball, aside from the Dodgers, Mets, Yankees, and a handful of others, are going through the exact same thing as the Cardinals are. So what he's saying is, at this very moment, what they're dealing with the revenue at a deficit and things are not working out, they don't have the ability to just go reach into their pocket and get themselves back. They want to actually make sure that the business model is sustainable. So that's what he's saying. It doesn't always come off very well. And I look, I'm one of the first people every single time to say, go buy the free agent. I mean, you know, go get the guy. But that doesn't always work either. So the Cardinals, you know, again, the Dodgers have like unlimited funds. So everybody will look at the Dodgers and say, that's not fair. The Dodgers, all they do is just spend, and then that helps them build a roster to win. Well, what are you going to do about it? I mean, if you're the Cardinals, what are you going to do? They are playing within the rules, so you can't do it. So the Cardinals are saying, we have to be smarter in how we do our business, and we have to grow stars now from the minor leagues. So they have reallocated the money that they would spend on a free agent, and they're throwing it into this minor league system, paying instructors, paying front office members. They're going to tear down the spring training clubhouse, the entire complex at the end of this spring training, and build a brand new one with pitching labs and hitting labs and the best of the best technology, so that players want to not only come here, but players who don't come to St. Louis grow into stars. And then they like creating their own star factory, so to speak, rather than just trying to spend money and plugging free agent positions when they can. So that's what they mean by that.
All right.
And that's how they're going to have to compete if they want to be the best. There's no way they can sit there and try to spend like the Mets or Dodgers. That ain't happening.
We still don't know anything about Arenado.
Arenado's probably, you know, a 50-50 at this point.
All
I mean,
right.
Each day that goes by, I think he's going to be with them. But that doesn't mean he wouldn't be traded by the deadline. I think that he could the trade deadline in the middle of the year.
Yeah,
middle
okay. Of the season. All right. You're talking about later in the year.
Yeah,
okay.
later in the season. Like, they could keep him and they could trade him, and then there will be more teams that need a third baseman rather than like
yes.
one or two right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You have to run? I'm looking at the clock here.
6:45.
Sorry, buddy. Thank you.
Great to see you.
Yeah, you got 20 seconds. You better run.
Oh, I'm fine. No, Jack Buck told me
never
run to a microphone.
Run to a microphone.
That's
I
good.
Made that mistake once. Bye, everybody.
All right, see you, Tom Ackerman. Good to get him in here. Yeah, I just had to ask that question because
never.
It's frustrating as a fan though to know that you're basically being told this is going to be a rebuilding season, and you want your team to go out there and be competitive, and maybe they will be. Tom said he thinks they will be competitive, but are they? Are we talking World Series caliber? Probably not.
make the playoffs. That's
You got to put seats in the butts in the seats. You have to fill the seats, and to do that, you have to have fans who are confident that they're going to see a team that's going to be competitive. I would argue, even if it's one big dollar salary that you bring in, that's going to put people in the seats. I don't know. We'll see what happens here. Baseball is not a hard sport. I've heard this man say that mm-hmm. before. So there you go.
I didn't get my Savannah Bananas tickets yesterday. The emails got out. Went out yesterday. So all the people that were in the lottery found out yesterday if they got their Savannah Bananas tickets, because they're coming to Busch Stadium in April. And it's a fantastic show if you are a fan of baseball.
Well, I'm sorry that I didn't get in the lottery for that. What was I thinking
you
about?
Should have, because you
could have resold them.
But they did. They said, hey, if you do not have the tickets from us, don't buy them, because you're going to get ripped off. And there are a lot of scam sites out there. They were warning people against trying to get it on the secondary market.
Wow. They're going to sell out that stadium for that.
That's
games. Amazing. That's amazing. Well, good for them. All right.
I didn't get to go.
Get more at 971talk.com.